All right, it's time for weather with Pat Pagano. And Pat, I have a few things that ticked me off yesterday that I want to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, National Weather Service issued weather forecasts yesterday.
Right.
Zonal forecasts, but if you clicked on each different town, like at one point it had Sharon getting 3 to 5 inches of snow. It had Falls Village getting 1 to 2 inches of snow. It had Salisbury getting like 2 to 4 inches of snow. That was bad enough. This morning I wake up, and in our own little area we have back side by side winter weather advisories and winter storm watches for our area. So of course, when I'm talking to our listeners, I have to mention all the different factors. It's crazy the way they do it, Pat. Like I like your forecast, when I finish talking about all their advisories and stuff like that, I come on and I say, and our Pat Pagano is calling for potentially 3 to 5 inches of snow.
Right. Period.
Period. Period. I mean, you know, you could if the National Weather Service, they could say for this area, in one general, you know, depending on where you live, it's going to be 4 to 8 inches of snow. You know, but all this rigmarole, all it does is confuse people.
I said that for the longest time. And, you know, and then you have some private forecasters who don't want to stick to general numbers in the weather. Like, you know, most of the times you could see, I'll say like mid-30s or I'll say low 20s or 10 to 15. But now they're going to do lows tonight, 6 to 12, highs tomorrow, 18 to 21. People can't remember all these numbers.
And then they look at the TV screen and they get dazzled by all the beautiful colors and so on.
Yeah.
It really is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is crazy. But winter storm warnings are out for the Berkshires, a winter weather advisory for the New York counties and Connecticut, Northwest Connecticut. Again, the reason for it is because they think that Berkshires will get more snow than elsewhere. And that's why they didn't put out a winter storm warning for us, too. Yeah. Well, listen, I went with a wintry mix today because I do see the temperatures getting to the mid-30s. I think for the most part, it's going to be a wet snow. But I don't think we're going to see anything heavy today. I think the heavier precipitation will wait until very late this afternoon or tonight.
As the sun starts to go down.
Well, that and the other thing is that a low is going to form on the front.
Okay.
And as that low comes up the front, it's going to enhance the precipitation tonight. So mid-30s today, then that wintry mix goes over to all snow. We drop to the mid-20s. We're looking for an average of 3 to 5 inches. Can I tell you where the 5 is going to be? No. Well, average, 3 to 5. And then tomorrow, windy and cold with snow showers, mainly midday as the real Arctic cold front comes through. There could even be a snow squall with white out conditions tomorrow. So be aware of that. Temps in the 20s and falling. Where do they fall to? They fall to somewhere between 0 and 5 below by Thursday morning.
And is it going to be windy as well?
Yes. And Thursday will be sunny to partly cloudy, windy, stinging cold with a high of 10 to 15. And then on Friday, sunny, now this harsh. In the middle 20s, I think we'll wind up with sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday. Let's figure 25 to 30. And by Sunday, we will be in the 30s.
All right. That's good.
Pretty. It was a very, very, very hectic morning. And that was followed by a very hectic day yesterday because for a long time, this gentleman's been calling me, Marshall, about switching out my printer. And the printers that we have here, they, you know, the floor size, you know, they do everything, scanning and everything like that. And I said, Danny, I said, you know, you call me every year. I keep telling you, I got 2 more years left on the lease. He goes, so now you got 1 year left. I said, yeah. He goes, what if my company pays for your 1 year lease so you can get our machine? And I said, yeah, what's the advantage? He said, it's faster and it's cheaper. I said, okay, fine, but there's a problem here. I said, what's that? I said, I have to be able to fax from my computer. Not a problem. We have IT people here, they'll set it all up, blah, 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 blah. So, okay. So he calls me and he says, I'll be here Monday. That was yesterday. So, okay. He goes, everything has been programmed by our IT people. They showed me, works flawlessly. I said, okay. He said, we'll switch out the machines and I won't leave until everything's working. Okay, great.
What time did he get there?
Got here at 10:30.
Did he leave like 5 or 6 o'clock?
He left at 3. Okay. And things were not done. They could not figure out how I could fax from my groups. Because they did put them in groups. Because we have groups. Like, for instance, we do the Long Island Railroad. Well, you know, they have like, you know, 70 different emails. Yeah. So it's put into a group. Well, they couldn't figure out how I could access that. They had IT guys on. The phones were ringing off the wall. Meanwhile, I'm trying to answer my general phones, but they have my computer tied up because they're doing a share screening. So, you know, I'm saying to myself, this is really, really great. So anyhow, he leaves, and he says to me before he leaves, he goes, oh, you don't want all those reports, do you? Every time a fax goes through, they send a report saying it went through. Yeah. I said, no, because always paper. Did he disable it? No. Can I disable it? No. I tried. Don't even know how. So the director of the IT called me back at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I said, hi, Tom. He said, this is going to require a lot of work. I said, yeah. He goes, I'll have this done by tomorrow morning. I said, okay, what do I do in the meantime? He said, meantime, you're going to have to manually highlight everyone you have to send to because we can't get into the group. I'm saying, this is exactly what I told him. Danny, it's not going to be an easy swipe. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have this stuff. I'll make sure before I leave I have it all ready. Did he? No. So that was my frustrating day yesterday. My frustrating morning this morning was just what you put on the table. Warnings and watches all over the place. Can't make heads or tails. There are numbers all over the place. You would think that there were 10 different services putting out this forecast.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, and I feel bad for our listeners. Well, hopefully I simplified it for our listeners, but I feel bad because if they do hear other things and other forecasts, they scratch their head and say, what's going on here?
Yeah. You can always see when the National Weather Service is not confident about a forecast because there's a million different versions of one forecast.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, we know one thing. We said last week, we told everybody that we were going to have this cold front coming through on Tuesday, and it was going to be followed by bitterly cold Arctic air, and that has all worked out. Yeah. Or is in the process of working out. Right. Now the next question is, Marshall, do you think that I am going to have to be teaching this afternoon religious instructions? I have not gotten a notice yet, but I don't know whether or not I have to run there to teach this afternoon.
What time is the precipitation going to start?
It's going to start between 12 and 2.
And what time is religious instruction start?
4:30.
I bet you they'll cancel it.
I would hope so.
I bet you they'll cancel it. Yeah, they'll cancel it. It's such a litigious society. Nobody takes a chance anymore.
You're right. And besides, I have not planned anything because I was banking on the fact that it would be canceled. Uh-huh. So I guess, you know, in my spare time today, while I'm watching snow and frigid cold temperatures descend upon us, I'm going to have to try to plan this all out in case there is.
All right. And you also have to plan out, you know, February 8th, 9th, and 10th.
I know. You've been telling me about that.
Just keep your eye attuned to that for me so I know it's
it's 57, right? Just take a look at that for you real quick.
Because we know we're going to get 3 to 5 inches tonight. So pretty much in the ballpark.
And
so.
You said it's 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So if we go to February 8th, which we did yesterday, that looks good.
Okay.
That's a Friday. And to me, I don't see any problems based on this batch of computer guidance. On Saturday, and maybe a little bit on the cloudy side, I don't see too much of a problem. But then what happens on Sunday? Well, something goes through on Sunday. It looks like a front. My guess is that it probably will go through its snow showers and it'll just get windy and colder. So right now, I would give you a thumbs up for that weekend.
All right. We'll keep our eye on it, Pat. Make sure it doesn't go anywhere. And I hope you get your printer situation fixed.
I had
a printer that ran out of a cartridge. And we had all the wrong cartridges. We didn't have, and this was to send out all our billing. So we didn't have the right cartridge. So we had to move printers around to get the billing out. Why can't they just make, it's the same company, almost it's the exact same model, and it's a different cartridge. It was crazy. So we had our printer problems yesterday. Not nearly as bad as yours, but printer problems as well.
Nothing. You know, when you're changing equipment, Marshall, it's never going to be 100% perfect.
No. All right, Pat, I want you to get back on those phones and tell the railroad people not to worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting there, just like your trains.
That's right.
Right.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.